You're back again with News and Views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning we are talking about the upcoming solar eclipse. I am talking in the segment with Aaron Hawkins from the Columbus Area Visitor Center and Angelo Anton, who is the artistic director and conductor with the Shelby Community Band. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, guys.
So people may be raising the question, why are we talking about the Shelby Community Band? You all are going to be at the Commons over the eclipse weekend. Can we talk a little bit about your event?
Sure. So originally this event was going to happen in Shelbyville and Shelby County, but to no fault of our own, we ended up losing our venue. And when I was researching, I ended up getting in contact with Aaron at the Visitor Center, and she just jumped all over this opportunity to have a concert that was themed directly to the events of the total solar eclipse. That seemed to her like it was a no-brainer to try to make this work. And so sort of feverishly for a couple days, we were going back and forth trying to figure out the details of it. But this product, as it is, was built for the intention of premiering at the day before the total solar eclipse. And so we're bringing that down to Columbus, where there's going to be all sorts of events happening that entire weekend. And so it's just sort of the perfect combination of events to lead together.
Yeah, I'll interject here to say I feel really fortunate that this just kind of fell into our laps when I got the call from Angelo. I was like, seriously? This is, yeah, I'm excited, and I'll be quiet and let him tell you about it.
Well, can we tell people where and when and what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, so this is on Sunday, April 7th. 2 o'clock is the start at the Commons, and this concert is called From the Earth to the Moon, so your clear tie-ins there. This concert's going to feature several really great things. The first which obviously is the music will be spacefare. So we're talking about things you'll recognize like Star Wars, Star Trek, 2001 A Space Odyssey. There's a great medley that we do that closes out the concert. It has all those and more. We're also doing a really fun premiere that we wrote a grant for with the Indiana Arts Commission to commission a piece specifically for this eclipse. And that's called Totality. It's a 4-movement work for band that sort of talks about the life cycle in musical terms from life on Earth before the eclipse to the eclipse happening, what happens with animals and strange things during the eclipse, and then the return of the sun. And this is the world premiere of that piece as well. So the whole thing is a really cool package. There's lots of cool things happening. We're also going to have some themed art for sale during intermission. We have a couple local artists that are going to do some pieces just for this as well. There's so many things that are going to tie in. Moon Dance, the famous Moon Dance by Van Morrison. We have all kinds of things that are going to be really stellar, no pun intended, for this concert.
So you obviously have hit on a sweet spot for me with the Star Trek and Star Wars nerdiness. But the band itself, what size is it, and what sort of what instruments do you play?
Sure. So we're a community band the genre is a wind band or wind ensemble. So these are the band instruments you would have had during school. So clarinets, woodwinds, brass, percussion. And so the type of music that we do is generally very varied, from marches to popular tunes we talked about with the Star Trek and Star Wars, to jazz ensemble stuff. We really run the gamut, and we're about 45 pieces at this concert. That varies from concert to concert. And our band is made up of all volunteers, from, I think our youngest is 21. And I won't say the oldest person's age to not out them, but we have people who've been with the band for almost 50 years, which is the entirety of the band's existence, which is pretty fantastic.
So performance, is it free, or is there ticket prices?
Yep, it is a free performance. Part of the Shelby Community Band's outreach is that all of our concerts are free all the time. So if you come see us during the summer, during the year, this concert, all of them are free. We are 501c3, so we do always ask for donations to help make these programs happen, but it is 100% free, always will be, as long as you come and see one of our concerts. And yeah, no tickets required. Just show up, bring your family, bring your friends. It's going to be an awesome event. And the facilities there I toured a couple weeks ago at the Commons are going to be fantastic for that concert. So much resonance. And we encourage everybody to add that to their events, of which there are many.
Yeah, there are so many things going on for the eclipse weekend and on leading up to it. Aaron, I even hate to open this can of worms, but do you have some suggestions on things that people might want to do over that long weekend?
Oh boy, do I have suggestions. I mean, the real question is, how does one choose what to do? There's so much going on. Starting Friday, April 5th, there will be some things happening, kid stuff going on at Kids Commons. They have put together, you know, some great, fun, science-y kind of activities going on in the museum. Kids Commons is also will be offering some free family fun times during the entire weekend, so no admission charge there. Please do check their website for the times of those sessions. We also are expecting a bunch of folks to be out at Saraland. They have camping, you know, and it's a great spot to camp anytime. But they have bands, you know, planned throughout the weekend out there at the campground, lots of fun stuff planned. So that will also start Friday, I believe. Saturday, there's Comic-Con out at campus, Ivy Tech, and the Total Solarbration Festival kicks off downtown. Activities will begin downtown at 10 a.m. on Saturday, and they're going to be food trucks and all kinds of vendors, bands, dancing, all kinds of stuff. It's gonna be a great festival. So I think it'll be a great opportunity not only for all of our local folks to come hang out downtown, but also, you know, we really wanted to do this because we know we're going to have so many visitors, and it's such a great opportunity to introduce people to Columbus, and hopefully they'll want to come back and visit sometime, maybe when things aren't quite so hectic and crazy. So we want to put our best foot forward and make a good first impression on our visitors. Total Eclipse of the Hope is happening out in Hope, Indiana. Town Square, for those that want to have a more, a more small town vibe experience happening. Hope does such a great job of, you know, cultivating that, like, small town hospitality. There are tours going on at the Yellow Trail Museum, food vendors, music in the bandstand, so that will be great. Sunday, Total Solarbration Festival continues downtown. And during Total Solarbration Festival on Sunday, that's when we will get to hear from the Shelby Community Band and all of the great stuff that Angelo just mentioned. I am super excited about that. And there are lots of other things happening Sunday, but I want to get to Monday. That's the big day. That's what we've all been waiting for. And there are such cool events planned. I'm almost disappointed that I won't be able to make it to all of them. But I think one huge highlight is going to be eclipsing the Renaissance out at the airport. They are planning incredible things. They have fire performers, falconry, jousting, armored combat, you name it. And another big event, and I think this will be a cool venue to view the eclipse, is the farm total solar eclipse at the Henry Breeding Farm. I just encourage everybody to check out the website, columbus.in.us/eclipse. That's where you'll find details of all of these events.
We've been talking this morning with Aaron Hawkins from the Columbus Area Visitor Center and Angela Anton with the Shelby Community Band. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, John. For having
us. And thanks for listening to us here at News and Views on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM. I'm John Clark. We'll be back next week with more news and views. Hope you have a great weekend.